2 weeks ago, I believe it was, the 2011 Hall of Fame class was announced. And it's now 6-0 to the women. Another goal from Maya Hayes. That's her second of the game.
Woo.
So three straight 6-0s. I like that. Hall of Fame class.
So 12-0 Dominican Republic.
Ooh, we forgot to mention with the under-23s, Teal Bunbury was probably the least, you know, overwhelming player.
He needs to get set. He might not make this roster. He's playing terrible.
I wouldn't put him on the roster at all.
They should put Sheen in his place.
They should put Wooten in his place. Wooten had a hell of a...
No, let me tell you where this is going to go. This is going to be Jozy Altidore, Terrence Boyd, Juan Agudelo. They're just strikers. In fact, you may not even have...
You think Alkmaar's going to let Jozy go?
For the one semifinal? It's possible.
But, I mean, for the group stage, bring in Wooten. Why not?
Yeah, Wooten. Well, he's getting time now.
That's true, because they lost.
Mid-tournament? Can you change roster?
No, you just put... To just put a player on your 23 and just play with 20 for the group stage.
What happened 4 years ago? Spectre was on the roster to play the group stage and flew in for the semifinal.
And then flew home.
And flew back to.
I think we'll get that with a couple. I mean,
I'd rather
stick
with the guys who were there the whole time.
Really?
But if your choice is starting Wooten or Jozy in the semifinal, who do you want?
Jozy. Wooten. Seriously?
Wooten.
What about Will Packwood?
Max Cream is his partner.
Packwood made the bench today for
yeah, he did.
For Birmingham in the FA Cup. Didn't get an appearance, but he made the bench finally.
They should have put him in. That game was over when Chelsea scored the second.
Yeah.
That game was over.
They might have been out of subs at that point, though. I'm not sure.
So okay. Spectre went the whole 90.
They did. They lost. So. Anyway, back to the Hall of Fame. Three, four very deserving gentlemen. Claudio Reyna, Tony Meola, Desmond Armstrong, and Tony Dicchio. Or how do you even pronounce that? The women's coach.
Don't know if I care all that much.
He won us a World Cup. You better fucking care.
So Claudio Reyna, a.k.a. guy with the 5-inch vertical.
Also known as the guy with 111 caps, 8 goals, Herman Award winner.
Bitch to dispossess.
Two-time player of the year. best player in American soccer history, according to Soccer America. First American to make a World Cup. Best 11. Three-time All-American. Three-time NCAA champion. One-time SPL champion. Scottish Cup winner. Four-time World Cup competitor. Two-time Olympian. Four-time Gold Cup competitor. Copa America. U.S. National Team captain. First American to captain a European club. And current technical director. Or call him a bitch. Your call.
I just said he can't jump.
And then you gave him a shot for the Ghana match as well, so.
What did I do?
The whole dispossessed thing.
I said he's a bitch to dispossess.
But you're being sarcastic about the Ghana match.
No.
Cool.
No, he was actually really hard to take the ball away from, actually.
Except when he fucked that up and broke his knee and whatever.
How did this end up with us?
One screw up doesn't mean that he's bad at possessing the ball.
No.
Thank you. So many people give Brain a shit for that one game, which is foolish.
Okay.
My automatic response is to defend him because people are assholes on Facebook and Twitter and just give Brain a shit for being old and hurting himself.
Correct.
But best player in U.S. soccer history? Question mark.
I'd say Donovan.
We still have
at this point.
Dempsey's still got a
few years left in
him. I'd say Reyna right now.
The next World Cup could define that person.
I agree because Reyna has done he's done things no one else has.
So is Donovan.
Like what?
Most goals.
You know, so like score more goals than everybody.
Doesn't he have the most caps?
Did he pass Jones?
No, I don't think so. It would have been made
scored against Algeria in the 95th minute.
Yeah, he did. Did he do that? But Reyna also made an all-tournament team.
And we went fucking wild.
You went made an all-tournament team, which Donovan hasn't done yet.
Yeah, but we went fucking wild.
And you didn't go fucking wild against Portugal when Reyna had that assist against Portugal?
We all went fucking wild.
Yes. Anyway,
we go wild.
In addition to Reyna, one of my favorites of all time, Tony Meola, 100 caps, played for a shit ton of teams, including the Long Island Rough Riders. True story. They're a real team. The Long Island Rough Riders. It's a real team.
We should get Zack Ryder a t-shirt.
I'd wear one myself, personally. Meola, Herman Award winner, Map Player of the Year winner, two-time All-American, won a title with the Rough Riders in the USISL. Gold Cup winner, MLS Cup winner, MLS Cup MVP, Goalkeeper of the Year, MLS MVP, all-time best 11. He was named the best goalkeeper in MLS history after the first 10 years.
Pretty good.
Three-time World Cup competitor, three-time Gold Cup, one-time Copa America. If you ask me, Miola is the most important goalkeeper in American history. You're not the best, but most important. I think Friedel was better overall.
You're making Special Ops Timmy cry.
He still has one more World Cup to go.
Yeah. Brad.
Would you say that Tim Howard's the most talented goalkeeper?
No, I would not. Brad Friedel, absolutely.
Yeah, back in
even though he's an asshole.
He's a dick, but he's still... Honestly, right now, he might have more skill than Howard. He's just old. Because he's the best...
Well, Howard's the most athletic keeper we've ever had.
I'd say that he has the best reflexes.
Oh, yes. He gets down quick. Oh, Brad got down real quick, though. Brad could get down real quick.
Timmy's got Tourette's.
I mean, Brad Friedel was patrolling the premiership since, like, 1990,
yeah, he's still a premiership starter.
It's tangential. That's, like, 21 years. That it's tangential. But
he's been doing it since at least 93.
Yeah.
Hard to compare, though, because honestly, I mean, back in his prime versus Howard in his prime, two very different times for soccer and soccer players and athletes in general.
Yeah.
Okay, this is not a discussion about how athletes have progressed since the 90s. Let's continue.
A discussion of how awesome Tony Meola is.
No, yes. Well, if we do that, we can add another hour to this podcast.
You shut your mouth.
I support that. Also making the list is Desmond Armstrong. 81 caps, spent most of his time kind of bouncing around. A lot of indoor teams, lower division teams. But won a Gold Cup in 91, also there in 93, Copa America 93, Olympic, and was on the 1990 World Cup team. Also the first American to play in Brazil with Santos. At first I was like, Desmond Armstrong, he didn't really ring a bell to me. He wasn't one of those guys that sticks out to you as a Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
But reading,
then you shut your mouth.
But then reading the responses from guys like Eddie Poe, Bocanegra saying, you know, we grew up watching Armstrong. He was the guy we wanted to be like. That right there is enough for me to say he's a Hall of Famer. When Eddie Pope is saying he's my
is Eddie Pope going to get in there soon?
Yes. Absolutely. First ballot. Because he said he wanted to build. He said, I could have gone to, I think it was Barcelona made an offer for Pope.
Really?
It was Barcelona or like Real Madrid.
Something like that.
Some huge super club.
Yeah.
He said, no, I'll stay here in MLS because he wants to build the league. That right there is Hall of Fame worthy.
That just sounds stupid.
Well, because it's either ride the bench at a super club or become the most important player at a position in your league's history. I'll take the latter.
Guess it just depends whether you value the shit ton of money that you'd get or...
Not back then, not so much.
Really?
This was before the overpaying of players, remember?
Even still at Real Madrid, I'm sure they would have paid him substantially more.
He could have been.
Because he was at RSL at that time?
RSL didn't exist.
He played for RSL.
But the offer was before his RSL days.
Okay. So we're talking like 90s?
Yeah, late 90s. And then the 1999 women's manager, whose name I can never pronounce. Sorry, Tony. He won 103 matches at 119, which is just a ridiculous rate. Just absurd. Won a gold medal in 96, 99 World Cup winner. Also the women to the under-20 World Cup in 2008. Was the goalkeeper coach at the first Women's World Cup triumph. Himself actually was an All-American goalkeeper in college and has one U.S. cap. So, again, another first ballot, no question Hall of Famer. So good to those guys. Too bad there's nowhere for them to go, though, because the Hall of Fame doesn't exist anymore.
That's awesome. Really.
Well, after an hour...
They can go in the Magic Jack Hall of Fame.
I will kill you. I will murder you. Straight up assassinate you. Anywho. Oh, so, after an hour, time for Yank News.
Oh, boy.
Holy shit. I have a
page. I'll just lean back on this one. Yeah. Let you take over.
Time to talk a whole lot here. This is 2 weeks of.
Do you mind if I go to the bathroom, like, for serious? Or do you want me to chime in on things?
There's some stuff I want you to riff off here.
Okay.
Some transactions to note. Stop back against two Yanks in Ricardo Clark and Sean Cunningham. A team who's going broke, I think it's a good pickup.
I positive for both.
And Cunningham will definitely get some playing time now that there's nobody on the bench for Staubach.
Exactly.
I mean, that's why Mix left, because they couldn't pay players anymore.
Well, at that end, I feel like he was going to move on in January anyway, regardless. I had that feeling.
It's a good showcase for him to get the transfer.
Yeah.
So, good for him. Mike Grella.
Ella.
Signing with Bury, so continuous tour of lower divisions in England.
Woo!
Joe Bendik has left Norway, signing with Portugal.
Hasn't hit the merit desperate yet.
Signing with Portland. George John, not staying in West Ham. How bad will George John be this year? Will George John get benched by FC Dallas at some point in the season? I say absolutely he will.
So West Ham's officially not happening?
He's already back in Dallas.
It was right quick.
Made zero appearances.
He might. I don't know.
I'm guessing West Ham doesn't want to keep him.
No,
it's done. It's done. It's over.
Everything.
He fucked up.
I mean,
yeah.
They bought replacements for him. They've been training without him. There's a good chance John won't play the first part of the season.
Does Dallas want to sign him back? Or are they contractually obligated?
They own his rights.
Okay.
He's on loan, buddy.
Okay.
Don't really care about George John.
It's a big loss to have a decent player just fall apart like that.
Well, they really shouldn't have been banking on him definitely leaving.
But, I mean, it was poor to let him leave like that and have that problem of, you know, he might leave, he might not.
Mm-hmm. You couldn't, for instance, you had to realize if you were FC Dallas that he wasn't getting any PT at all, wasn't even making the bench.
But they had already made the signings, though.
So why did they move so quickly?
Because they had to.
It's kind of their own damn fault in a way. In a way.
Yes and no. But, I mean, they had to.
They didn't figure that.
They knew how crappy he played the second half of the year.
But it was because he had that. That's why I think he could get benched, because George was lights out, and then the transfer fall through, and then sucked.
Sasha Klostrom syndrome.
Exactly, yeah. And having it happen again, this kid's going to collapse.
I don't see any reason not to agree.
So is this the end of George Jones?
I don't know if I'll say it's the end of it, but he's in one hell of a rough patch.
He needs to leave. He has to go somewhere. He can't stay in Dallas. He has to go somewhere else.
Preferably with more fans.
I'm willing to do a straight swap for Danny Caleb.
That's helpful. Thank you for your input.
I wouldn't trade you a dead porcupine for Danny Caleb.
Well, Dallas definitely didn't want him. I'm sure they'd take Danny Caleb.
It's a bold claim. Remember, we're talking about Danny Caleb here. That guy sucks at things.
Remember when he just let El Salvador walk through the defense in a World Cup qualifying match that he shouldn't have been playing in?
Twice. Son of a bitch.
I remember when Frankie Haydou drew level.
When he pushed Josie Altidore and said, "No, I'm scoring this goal, you bitch. I got this, don't worry."
He says, "I'm not letting some teenagers steal my thunder."
And then just streaked down the sidelines, screaming like a madman. Love that guy. You're the man, Frankie. Speaking of going crazy, Josh Wicks, no longer with the club because he headbutted a dude during a game. So he's unemployed.
Haven't we all?
I punched a guy when I headbutted.
Okay.
Let's see. Lee Wynn, a good move by Vancouver to use their allocation spot and then just wave him straight up.
Are they going to televise his games in Vietnam?
I don't know if they have
a
whole lot of Lee teams back in
Vietnam. What are you talking about?
Are they going to televise the lost games? That'd be amusing.
I don't know.
Their money goes through the roof.
Well, currently he is now a Revolution, so.
He is now a Minuteman.
That's weird.
This just in, 50,000...
Vietnamese immigrants.
Lee Wynn jerseys have been shipped to Vietnam.
Lee Wynn, that sucks for that kid. Just stupid moves on his part.
I'll go play in Vietnam.
Oh, sorry.
That's top class football.
Ben just fell asleep.
I very much, I really just did.
Ben fell during the podcast.
It's a long podcast.
We just sent a text to someone.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
on your phone.
That is not
good. We texted your mom saying that you're an asshole.
Really?
With a picture of my
you
dick.
Saying that she's an
asshole. Okay, this is a joke.
Oh, nope. Damn it.
Also, there's talk of Jorge Flores signing with a foreign club.
Is this Viafana?
No, the Flores, the Junior Flores.
Oh, that one.
Yes.
Oh, cool. I'm good with that.
He signed a 4-year mystery club deal, which no one has confirmed, but there's talk of him signing somewhere.
But it's mystery.
Ooh. Oh.
What are they going to give us in a word scramble?
Before I forget, to our fellow listeners, if they want to donate to the SUNY Sad Ball Fund for the Oman national team, we are taking donations.
Which national team?
Isn't it Oman or is it Yemen?
It's
Bahrain, Kuwait.
No, it was Lebanon, wasn't it?
Lebanon.
Whatever. So, yes, we are taking donations
for the SUNY
and we will buy him some very nice balls.
So that he can
put them in a nice bag that we'll get at Steffens and mail them to the Sporting Kansas City to give to him.
For the poor Lebanese,
yes,
national team,
football federation, indeed,
yes, indeed. So goals, I like that a lot. That's a nice touch. You see, you fall asleep and he brings things to the podcast. What have you done today, Benny? Nothing.
I don't
That's
bring factual
true.
Shit. I just bring funny shit.
Yes.
I bring all sorts of factual.
Hey, I watch the under-23s.
Same.
Represent.
Yeah. So, lots of goals last 2 weeks. Josie on a double and scoring again against Heracles.
Yeah, what the hell is that about?
Good shit. That's what
he doesn't
about.
Do jack shit for like a month, and then all
scores.
Of a sudden he'll put up like 5 goals in bunches, and then he'll go back to not doing anything.
He has, what, 12 now in all competitions? I think he has 12.
He's so inconsistent.
It's crazy. Other doubles, Clint Dempsey had a brace against Wolverhampton. Because Dempsey just does what he wants.
Doesn't give a shit about that.
If we get into a World Cup when Josie actually finds his form during it,
we're going to win the World Cup.
We're going to be pretty fucking
we're gonna win
formidable.
The World Cup. Let's see. Who else had a double? A couple more doubles happened. Matt Taylor had a brace against Paderborn, or against Elamont Aachen. Mm. Mentioned last week, Sarah Hagen with a double for Bayern Munich Ladies. Mm. Who else scored goals?
Femininas, Munchers.
Andrew Wooten scored for Kaiserslautern twice in 2 games. So he's now scored like 9 goals. He scored in like 7 straight games and 9 goals in 7 matches. Making his first team debut over the weekend and was absolutely robbed from his first career goal.
Really?
Just crushed one on the volley. Just would have been goal of the month, but was thrown off the line at the last second. Just stunning, stunning strike. So Wooten... We've been talking. Ben's been on this on Felton's case for weeks now for not putting him in.
And look what happens.
Well, because they're number one towards Achilles, I think. So, plenty of time to be had for Andrew Wooten.
About damn time that he plays. Woo-woo. Not that they're number one towards ACL.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe actually, you know what? No. Let's go with both. It's about damn time. That bastard.
That bastard number one of theirs
didn't do his job. See what other things happened.
Wish you weren't such a liar.
Herc scored twice. Herc scoring.
Such a dick.
Herc scored against Chivas USA and then missed a penalty kick.
Woo!
They ended up losing two to
one. Wild card, bitches.
Then scored and assisted against San Luis. So 2 goals and assist for Herc in that time. Jeff Cunningham scoring again for Comunicaciones against some team I didn't even try to pronounce. No idea. Joe Corona scoring for Tijuana. Terrence Boyd scoring against Andrew Wooten on the penalty spots.
Woo-hoo.
Tristan Bowen and Devin Yao scoring the Belgian second division. So we got goal-wise. For assists, we got Zach Whitbread with an assist against United. That was fun.
Love some Whitbread.
Mix Discrude with an assist for Ghent and their win against Mons. So huge week for Discrude as well. Jermaine Jones with a great through ball for an assist for Schalke. And they lost to Freiburg. That's crippling.
Ouch.
For them.
Freiburg?
Freiburg's bottom table.
They're dead last.
Yeah, Freiburg sucks.
Schalke lost at home to Freiburg. Edgar Castillo with an unbelievable assist against Tecos. Just the best I've seen in a year from the Yankees.
People are talking about Castillo's return to the national team.
And if he keeps doing things like that, I'll welcome him with open arms because he absolutely...
What is going on?
What happened to you this past week?
Did you see this assist?
He's accepting Klinsmann?
He's talking about Castillo playing
Did you
the
see
national
what happened?
Team?
Did you see his assist?
I mean, I didn't see it, but I didn't think I had to.
He put three people on their
wake
ass.
Wake up, bro.
Three people on their ass. And then
I'm going to sleep so I can wake up back to reality.
Very quick. Let me slap you in the face
no.
to wake you up.
No.
Other things, Caleb
He's
Henderson.
Just jealous because I'm 1-0 in slap bets against him.
But you're going to lose the big one. You're going to lose
that's
the big
right.
one.
Oh, that one's going to hurt.
He's playing for Zambia.
Oh, God.
I can't wait for him to play against the U.S. for Zambia.
And then get slapped. Yes. Metaphorically
and literally.
Yeah.
Caleb Henderson Sewell with a clean sheet for Atletico in the Portuguese second division. And the last match note for the week, Tim Ream playing 8 minutes against City.
Defensive midfielder.
As a defensive midfielder. What in the hell?
Owen Coyle's a jackass.
Weird
Owen Coyle is a mad genius. Minus the genius sometimes.
Minus the genius.
I mean, I like Ream. He's a nice player.
Well, they only lost 2-0 at Man City, didn't they?
But they should have lost.
That's not bad.
They should have lost 8-0 because City ran rampant. They had
85%
possession.
Well, they still haven't dropped a point at home this season.
They're unreal.
So if you're only losing by 2 goals, that's pretty damn good.
Like, he's basically playing the Beckenbauer role, but in front of the line instead of behind it, which was weird. He was the reverse Beckenbauer. But he didn't go forward at all. Just kind of set as like an extra center back, but ahead of the line.
Weird.
It was basically a very, very, very deep lying, very, very defensive midfielder with no attacking potential.
Okay.
Weird. And Ben doesn't care anymore. Ben wants to go home.
I'm just saying that Tim Ream, and when, and when it comes to what Tim Ream does with Bolton, if he's on the field, against City, I'm not expecting any results. I don't really care.
His pro debut was against Chelsea. And then his league view was against Man City.
He's got a Donovan-esque.
Thrown into the fire.
He's got a Donovan-esque last year against Everton, where he played like 7 out of the top 10 clubs, and Everton was one of those.
Yeah.
That was ridiculous.
That's 2 weeks of stuff very fast. I have 17 injury notes to go on here, bear with us here.
Tear them off fast, like a Band-Aid.
Alejandro Bedoya made
Frankie
the bench. Is
Frankie Simic back on here?
He's not. He's healthy still. Went 90 today and a win. 3-1.
I don't like this world where Macaulay stands up for Klinsmann and Castillo and Frankie Simic's healthy.
And Whitbread.
Yeah, and Whitbread.
And Whitebread.
As mentioned, Frank
and Whitebread.
Zach Whitbread,
Whitbread
got the assist. You guys are going crazy. You guys are losing your mind.
Yeah, it's a little stir crazy.
Yeah. Ellie Bedoya making the bench for Rangers, so his ankle thing is clear. Now Bedoya.
Is that Rangers also very poor?
Rangers might release, they've already released 2, but they might release 10 more players in the next couple days. So look for our Yanks to leave that Rangers debacle. Please, all of them leave. I want all of them to leave.
And just go to Celtic.
No, get them because no.
Get out of this.
Get out of Scotland.
Of this terrible, decrepit league.
Get out of Scotland. Go to Wales instead. Fuck it.
No.
Leave Scotland.
Only Wales if it's Swansea or Cardiff.
No, right. go play for Wrexham. Fuck it. Let's see.
Wrexham damn near killed him.
Let's see. Who else came back? David Bingham cleared of his injury playing spot time with the Earthquakes in preseason. Steve Cherundolo, his calf is cleared up, obviously playing with the Nats. Robbie Finley made the bench today but didn't get in. Jermaine Jones had a calf strain and pulled out of camp and played on the weekend. Robbie Rogers tweeted that he was cleared to play with his brain injury. So, you hope.
A brain injury.
Any misspellings or grammatical errors?
Nope, all good.
Wow, good.
I mean, it's nice to see him back so quickly, but you wonder if he was actually cleared to play medically. Because
England
doesn't take concussion seriously.
No.
I mean, look what happened with Huntelaar in that game.
Just put some ice on it for an hour.
Basically, yeah.
they come up with magic spray
for a concussion. you see two balls? Head the one in the middle.
Yeah. Just douse you with that shit, whatever it is.
Yeah. Let's see. Bobby Wood making his return with the Munich reserves, so good for Bobby to be back.
Good to get some wood back in the team.
Yeah, I like wood. Jose Torres hurt himself in the last Pachuca match, but we're out of the subs and had to play the last 20 minutes with a hamstring injury, which sucks. But he was back mid 90 on Saturday, so he's back and healthy. We've touched on it, but didn't actually address it. Gucci Anyewu, MCL rupture and a meniscus injury, out 8 weeks. So he'll maybe be back for qualifying.
Oh, that one could have been a lot worse.
When he gets injured, he really gets like the weird fucking shit fucked.
And it was his other knee. Thank God it was the other knee. I mean, you don't like having two bad knees, but it's better than having one really shitty knee. I mean, ask John O'Brien. That ended his career. So Gooch out for a while. Eddie Johnson mentioned him having a hamstring injury. He said he thinks he should be good to go tomorrow, but the club isn't so sure. So Eddie Johnson is questionable for the CCL match tomorrow. Stu Holden, have you guys watched his, was it the No Holding Back series at all? Mm-hmm. It's really funny.
I imagine.
It's basically Holden rehabbing and just being Stu Holden. Actually, have you ever seen Hashimoto on camera?
No.
What do you think Hash looks like? Like, what is your best... Asian. Well, when you think Hashimoto, what do you think?
I just kind of envisioned a skinnier,
smaller... I think like an old, like...
Mr. Miyagi kind of feel.
I think Miyagi, but like healing... He looks...
Pain dissipates.
He looks like,
watch like, on.
I think, you know, Karate Kid. He's a fat Jeremy Lin, basically. Just this little pudgy Asian guy.
Love it.
That's our miracle worker. And there's actually a video of the creepy Delaware basement.
Really?
It's crazy. It's like
is it really that creepy?
Like, if you walk, like, they show him walking in. It's like a YMCA. He just walks into, like, a small YMCA and just walks in the basement where there's just magical healing happening.
Wow.
So, that's fun. As we all know, Donovan is rather ill, hasn't been playing recently. He got a bit of bronchitis.
But he's a man, so he'd play if he really wanted to.
Yeah, Mandon Donovan.
Yeah.
John George left a Nuremberg, but he hasn't been in any camps, so that's not really relevant at this point.
No. Would be relevant if we called him George John, though.
Yes. Connor Casey won't be back for first kick with an Achilles and hernia injury.
Ooh.
I mean, he's barely on this. I added him in late because I like Connor Casey because what he did against Honduras. But realistically, he'll never be capped again. He's on there just as a thank you for what he's done.
For clinching the World Cup.
Yes. Danny Cruz nearly died over the weekend.
That's what I heard.
Against Charlton. He's got his shit wrecked. I guess both of his ankles were sprained and, like, bloody and swollen, like, cleat marks on both calves. But neither are broken. Guy got a straight red and a half. Just got sent off real hard. Ben nodding off again.
I'm sorry.
So Danny Cruz, not broken, but might miss some time. Let's talk Timmy Chandler. Nuremberg is a bunch of assholes.
They hate us.
They hate America.
So much. I hope he goes to Stuttgart right quick.
He pulled his hamstring and he'll miss 2 to 3 weeks, apparently. So don't bring him over to Italy. But he played this weekend. He played a full 70 minutes this weekend. What happened to missing a month?
This is German. It is seals. I don't know why I gave it like Russian. I wasn't quite sure.
Good lord.
I admire their backstabbing.
I feel like the Russian accent is good for underhanded tactics.
That's fair.
Can we at least...
Russians make good criminals.
Be a little more forgiving of their douchebaggery because we won?
No. We could have won with Tim Chandler.
They are the reason we lost the Gold Cup final. I blame Nuremberg.
Because I also blame Bob for not having the stones to stick up for himself.
But he's looking long-term, though, which... You think?
Which doesn't matter now.
Oh, you mean long term, like losing 4-2 to Mexico in the Gold Cup?
No, long term. Yeah, long term.
What I've heard is
who got fired afterwards?
Getting canned.
The final
you
I heard
to do Jurgen a solid.
What I heard was that Bradley said we'll leave him as long as he can come in for Olympics, and that's what I heard. And now it looks like it's not going to happen because Nuremberg bunch of fuck asses.
And additionally, he's going to a new club. So
I hope he leaves just to stick it to Nuremberg.
And also could say I just don't want
Does his contract expire this year?
Yeah. And they said he has until, like, the end of next week to decide if he's going to go to Schalke or Stuttgart or not.
And if he does, I can't imagine he's getting any more PTO rest of the season.
Just go. Fucking go.
Yeah.
Get out of that shithole. You guys are a bunch of dicks. Like,
or sign a new contract and then eat it.
Just sit there.
Yep.
Like, I mean, understand, like, Jermaine Jones, they said he can't go and then play on the weekend. But yeah. Jones is, he's had, you know, injury problems in the past. He's getting up there in age. And I can understand not wanting to have that flight with
although you can say that you can knock about a year and a half off his soccer playing life because he didn't do anything for that long.
Besides have broken legs and
he was just busted. Pins
put in. So I don't think that's any better for his longevity.
Probably not.
He's a young 29. Speaking of which, happy birthday, Donovan turned 30 yesterday.
That's weird. That just feels weird.
Yeah.
Don't you feel old?
I don't, but he seems old.
I mean, he's been balding since he was 17.
Just because
so.
I've known him since he was
17.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so Nuremberg, a bunch of dicks. You're assholes. Fuck you guys.
Okay,
so all is right. That is that a little hint into your dick of the week?
Actually, no. It's not.
That was going to be my dick of the week.
Yeah.
It still can be if you want.
We'll see. Is.
Okay. Let's see. Other Yank news. The Indian Premier League has suspended because they have no venues to play in, so Quaranta might not be playing soccer again.
I feel like that's the second most important thing in playing soccer. One, ball. Two, venue.
Yeah, well, players.
Yeah, I was going to say players and a ball.
You can have players, but if you literally have nowhere to play, they're of absolutely no use.
That's very true. So that's right. The players are third most
Maybe
important.
Maybe they'll just play on the street and put up bleachers on the sidewalk.
That'd be fun.
FIFA Street, your game.
Yeah, buddy.
That's a cool game. I downloaded the demo for that. It's pretty cool.
I didn't play it yet.
Really, it's good. Oh,
I like it.
Segway.
We mentioned DC's extension.
So
I just fake them out.
I just want to make this clear. The government in DC passed a motion
Hates
that
DC
says, United. Hey, you should do something about this. That was what they did.
But it's
They
better-
passed a measure about passing a measure.
The important thing is...
Don't you hate politics?
The thing is, they had just recently said, no, we're done talking to you. Like, they said, we're done. So, they reopened the discussion.
Oh,
that's what
okay.
it comes down
that's
to.
Cool. And I'm sick of it.
I am sick of it.
And that's impossible.
But things are looking up for DC, and that's a good thing, obviously. So, DC might stay in DC, which...
Yeah, I want them to stay so I can hate them.
Reasonable. Let's see. What else can I talk about here? Abby Wambach, the English women's national team co-captain. Good for her.
The Wambach.
And so mentioned Danny Potts heading to England. Now Henley going to Wales.
Yeah.
So we're losing all
Henley
those
guys. Henley just got, if I were him, I would be thoroughly displeased with Wales' recent results. And
why?
And give less shits about them every time they lose, and then keep thinking about how they about how he can play in a World Cup,
America. Other stadium notes: San Jose Stadium did pass the noise ordinance complaints. Got the big fuck you because they're by an airport, a train station, and a highway, and they were worried about a soccer stadium making too much noise. You're by a fucking airport. Quit your bitching. So, $60 million stadium, 18,000 fans.
It was probably one super old lady who's that lady who writes down everything she sees outside of her window, and that's what she does.
Yeah.
And she just files all
the
complaints.
Their stadium markings were the one that was kind of like a horseshoe with no stand on one side.
Correct, yeah.
Looks very
modern.
European.
It's cool stuff. Better than Buckshaw Stadium, that's for sure.
Jesus.
Don Garber visited Orlando, and it looks like Orlando is putting a lot of pressure on New York for that 20th MLS spot.
He said, it's not if, but when. Those are words out of Garber's mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
so
my
that,
words
hey,
are, why the hell are we putting a team back
hey,
in Florida?
Astute.
Because Orlando look like they have a legit thing going for them.
And it's also not
would
Miami or Tampa
first
where we tried
be
to
Mickey Mouse.
I hope so.
Oh, my gosh. I would
but
love
they
to
do,
have them.
They do have a deal
Disney.
With Legoland. They have a Legoland deal. That's fucking awesome.
I love
Build
Legos.
The stadium
out of Legos. Yes!
Oh, best idea
if
ever.
You, Geek of the Week, Ben McCormick.
Thank you.
Well done, sir.
Oh, boy.
You can put anything you want. Lego thing, which is always really fun.
Yeah.
You could put like a mini Eiffel Tower just in the concourse. You could just build one.
I like that a lot.
Ben, you're they incorporated.
What else is in there? Egypt v. Kenya. That's nice.
Oh, and can we mention this just briefly on the MLS note? Yes, astute MLS observer Garber says that he's still committed to putting a team in NYC, but also wants to put one in Orlando, and 19 plus 2 goes over his self-imposed cap of 20. So what are his intentions?
Well, what he said was it'll be 20 for the time being. He said we'll get 20 and then stop for a while.
And a while is what, like 1 year?
A year.
So you're like, okay.
Well,
or is he anticipating, like I am, the Revolution are going to move? I give him a few years and then they're out. Like, as much as I hate to say that, they have the least hope for a new stadium out of literally
anybody. Unless Kraft sells. Which he won't.
He won't.
Well, Chivas wants out.
I want Chivas out.
Chivas wants their own stadium.
Yeah.
So good
joke.
They
can get one if they move to Orlando.
Yeah, exactly. So I imagine that at least one of those is going to be a substitution more so than an addition.
That's
fair.
That's fair. I'll allow it.
So maybe New York gets the expansion team and Orlando gets the
transfer team?
Yeah, or the other way around.
New York will be the new team, I think.
Yeah, they'll let them get the new squad.
Yeah.
Because
just
Orlando,
for publicity.
Yeah.
Well, they have MLS.
I don't know why they're getting a second team.
Because, well,
a team from New Jersey can't even friggin' win.
That's why, because a lot of like New York people don't acknowledge the Jersey team as a New York team, so they won't go to New Jersey to watch the team play.
And this one will be built in Brooklyn, right?
That's one of the possible spots.
Ooh, that'd be a good one.
They should just build it on top of Madison Square Garden.
That'd be sick. Or rooftop stadium.
Coolest thing. Or just make... No, never mind. That.
Nope.
You
finish your words.
I want to hear it.
Or... Well,
we
this is becoming rational.
I think this is going to be amazingly entertaining.
We expand and contract Madison Square Garden and make it a soccer stadium. But then I realize, like, oh, wait, that's a basketball arena. It's really not entertaining. It was really stupid. I was thinking in terms of seating capacity, you assholes.
I'd ask for the high five back. But Lego
Stadium.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Coolest idea ever.
Great.
I've actually been saying that they should build footy grounds. Lego footy grounds. You know that you build yourself?
Yeah.
So a stadium probably about...
Ooh,
they have
big.
Those.
I was going to say, yeah, like they probably have those in England. Wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, they have those.
That'd be fun shit.
Stamford Bridge.
I'd make one.
The Olympic Stadium, do you get the running track or not?
RFK.
It just falls apart.
It comes with half the pieces.
And a trampoline for the Robins section.
Oh, that would
missing
be great.
Seats. That's the best. There are seats that aren't there at RFK. There's a number with no seat.
And it comes with burglars outside the stadium. Yeah.
No, there's nothing outside. There's nothing there. You were at RFK. There was nothing there. It's a fruit in the stadium.
There are some houses a little bit away.
Across the freeway? You want to cross the freeway? I don't want to cross the freeway. We're getting read off track here.
Can we get a Gary, Indiana Lego just for funsies?
Anyway. Houston Dynamo supporters getting banned from the road.
Speaking of Gary, Indiana, which is on the road from here.
Just stop trying so hard. Take a nap. Actually, don't take a nap. Fuck you, wake the hell up. Houston Dynamo supporters have been sanctioned for throwing flares in the field on the road 3 times. So they are no longer allowed to bring things like any banners, flags, anything to road matches.
For the whole year?
At least for the first 2 games.
Oh, whatever.
They're going to reassess after their first home match. So I'm assuming it'll be a 2-match ban if they behave. But,
slap on the wrist, behave for a couple matches, go back to your
But given Houston's refusal to listen to
the man,
the league, or even their own FO, Houston might have some problems with their supporters this year. They might be the New England of this year.
Really?
I think they have some issues going. They've always had problems with, like, controlling and doing things they're not supposed to. So this is one more example of Houston being out of control. We mentioned Egypt beating Kenya 5-0. Definitely a heartwarming story. Good for Bob, good for Egypt, good all around. Other great things, Casey Keller will be joining ESPN as a studio analyst for MLS, national team, and Euro 2012.
He's worth a shot.
Absolutely. I mean, his interview, he's definitely a thinking man's commentator. So I would love to see him and Lexi paired up to see how that would work.
Hair, no hair.
Because Casey's always, he's always so deliberate in his thoughts. He'll take his time. He'll pause. He always speaks very softly. And then there's Lexi, who's always really high caliber and is going for it all the time.
And a little bit softer now.
I'd love to see those two in a box together. That'd be a great combo. I'd love to see that. The USSF and MLS have opened a referee training program, basically, because they realize MLS referees are below average. So the professional,
I think that they are very underappreciated.
Sure you do. The professional referee organization will be supplying referees for MLS, MLS Reserves, USL, and NASL.
NASL got the full sanctioning, didn't they?
Yeah.
Bad news for USL.
Yeah. So we might be some refs eventually, which...
Maybe.
Yes. And the biggest miscellaneous news, a recent ESPN survey picked, just a general sports survey, in the 12 to 24 demographic.
I heard about this.
What is this?
Encouraging.
American football was number one, and soccer is the second most popular sport among people 12 to 24.
Are you serious?
Yeah, fuck you other sports. Go footy.
That's amazing. I know that Rob doesn't like soccer to get to become a big deal in America. You and I had this conversation like a year ago, and you were like, if it becomes, you know, Americanized, it's just going to get commercialized in American ways.
This is the good thing here, because the younger...
Pretty soon, Blatter will be talked in the commercial breaks every 15 minutes.
But the good thing is, I think a lot of the, like, if this was, you know, the...
And this is 12 to 24, this isn't like, you know, orange slice 7-year-olds.
Babies, yeah.
Yeah.
But the good thing is, it's not the younger kids, and it's not like the 40 to 60 who are like, hey, well, let's do this and make it America.
Yeah.
These are people who like soccer for what it is.
Exactly.
And that's most important. We've been saying
that's
for a long time.
That's absolutely the most important thing. Yet accept it for what it is.
We've been saying for a long time, soccer will never be huge in our lifetime. It'll be our kids' kids will have it being the big thing.
It's our lifetime. Right now.
But it's, no, but it's not going to be the number
this
one.
This is your life. Doesn't get anybody
you know
in
what
this.
I was saying. Quit being a dick.
No.
Quit being a wiener.
Never.
I was going to go for a Fight Club quote and then realize it just wasn't going to make any sense.
You're a wiener.
Yes.
You a wiener.
Please don't.
Please, for the love of God.
Well, that's all I got for that.